what treasures do you hold? Do you fight with pirates brave and bold? Oh, passing barges, I would like to go with you. I'd like to sail the ocean blue.
So am I here with a vision of a dying world outside the zombie lounge in the now famous alley on El Cajon Boulevard? First thing I kind of like to ask, how'd you guys all come together as a band?
We've all been friends since we were like 13. Yeah. They're brothers.
Seventh grade-ish.
Jonah we found on the street. He used to be a heroin addict and picked him up.
Why do you guys always make me like this?
I
met Jonah in school at a class.
And they started playing in Abbreviated Daylight. And then I started playing in Abbreviated Daylight. And then
I started playing The Vision.
Yeah, and then Simple we convinced Jonah to start playing drums for The Vision.
Kara.
And then
or not.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
And then one of our members died.
Really?
No.
On the inside.
He didn't.
That's not true.
If Matt hears this, we love him. And he's in Boston going to Berklee School of Music because he's
a genius.
Extremely talented.
Guy.
He's a multi-talented guy.
Yeah. He's a multitasker. He triples it.
And, yeah, definitely.
And you guys already have like 3 albums. EPs are out, because out already.
We got 2 EPs and 1 album.
We got a new album coming out. Probably November?
Yes. New album at the end of the year. By the end of the year.
Like a year.
It's going to be called The Grammar Lamb.
Yeah, The Vision of a Dying World and The Grammar Lamb.
How do you guys go about, I guess, deciding what should be on the album versus other songs? I'm sure you write more songs than end up on an album, right?
Well, in the past it's really been sort of just a pick and choose and take this one off and put this one back on. And we actually released Feelin' Alive, our first record, and then revived it, so to speak, with Feelin' Alive Revived a few months, like about 6 months after the original release. And basically that allowed us just to like look back and take like some older songs off and just replace them with some newer stuff. But as far as the new album, it's actually a very live feel, which is very contrasting to all of our previous recordings, because we've all done them track by track. But we recorded it with a guy named Jalapaz at the Audio Confusion Studios in Mesa, Arizona. And he wanted us to do, he saw us play the night before, and then he told us when we got into the studio, let's do it like he did last night. So we just played most of the songs live and did it in a very different way. So it's going to be a bit of a change for now, but we're still going to continue recording on our own as well.
Have you heard any of the tracks from the new album?
Yeah, we've got like
totally mastered
mixes.
Yeah.
What do you think? How do you feel about it?
I love them. I love everything that he's done, so I'm pretty confident it's going to come out really good.
Right, and he sought you out in this case. Well,
yeah, actually, he sought out an old band, a band of mine called Dear Boss that was based in Phoenix, and he contacted me through email, and we kind of became friends, and then when he found out about this band, he really liked it, and it's kind of just a long time coming, I guess.
We all got Buffalo Wild Wings.
And watched Ultimate Fighting clips.
That Iceman is a real...
He's a badass. I wouldn't want to fight him. Actually, I'm challenging him on this podcast. If he hears this,
Iceman,
meet me in the alley.
You can swear on the podcast. It's not like censored by the FCC.
Fucking fuck.
Douchebag.
It's not a competition here.
Is that really a curse word, douchebag?
No. Not really.
No, I think
douche probably
bag is, but maybe not just douche.
Douche bucket.
Right.
Like a common product.
Yeah, you have to.
By all of us.
That's how the FCC looks at it. You put words together, all of a sudden it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But separately, they won't let rap artists talk about, you know, marijuana on the air. But Eric
like if
Clapton
you put
can
sexy and little boy together, you know, like sexy and little or
butthole
or little boy or sexy boy,
little
but
boy
sexy
butthole.
Little boy.
You can't say
what's
that.
What's going on? Yeah.
Why are these
anyway?
Little
if you just tuned in, sexy little boys and the Vision of Dying World.
So, do you guys, on your upcoming album, is there going to be a parental advisory?
No.
Oh, my God, no.
So, you're just getting it all out,
right?
So,
you can email us that clip just now.
You should hear what the writers think about it. They think the opposite.
They
think
right.
Actually, I think
we're a Christian.
Yeah, I have read that, actually, and that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. How do you feel about that? I mean, do you feel that it affects who might come to your shows or who might come see you, or has
no one comes to see us anyway?
No one comes to see us.
Doesn't really matter. Anyway. We should just start playing in
that's
churches.
That's not a factor
maybe
yet.
We really hit the spot.
We might start playing in churches.
That's a lie.
But yeah, no, I don't think that it's really affected anything.
Mm-mm. No.
I think maybe just a few people have been mildly confused.
Yeah, it's just like a question mark, I guess. To a lot of people, they feel like...
I don't know if it really matters either.
No, I know. It doesn't matter, though. Unless it's like...
So, we're going to go on tour with the speakers in November. So far, what are there, 4 shows booked?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to hit Oakland, San Francisco, Davis, Santa Rosa, and maybe Santa Cruz. I'm not sure. But, yeah, that should be a good time. So, anyone that lives up there, come out and see it.
What's your favorite place to play? What area?
Phoenix.
Yeah,
Phoenix.
We love
Phoenix. Phoenix.
Oakland has always been really fun. Yeah. The Mama Bo's Cafe.
Yep.
We like playing Vegas, too.
Who is it?
We're from there. Cool. So we like to go
Phoenix
back.
Is really the favorite, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Trunk Space. It's a great venue.
Do you have some fans who come out every time you're there?
Yeah,
have you
just started a good band.
We just met a lot of people through that.
Yeah, we got a lot of friends.
Really family-oriented scene down there. Mm-hmm.
Have you been in other bands? Anyone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Me and Jonah had a band called Abbreviated Daylight.
We're currently in one band.
And then we reformed as Lotus Valley Karate Club. We're playing September 29th at San Diego Sports Club with Enter Telescope.
Yeah. The band is playing tonight.
And I was in a band called Dear Boss. It was based in Phoenix. And Keith was in a band when he was in high school called The Denver Method.
This band been different for you? Do you feel
way more serious?
This?
Yeah.
It's more of a business like approach to folk Americana.
Actually, our genre is business.
Yeah, business.
Corporate.
Business.
Yeah, we just like. I guess the other bands have kind of just been more fun, and I thought they were
just
great bands.
This one's just
not any fun, and
so it just like just takes business. Your life away.
No, we just all focused on this and put a lot more into it, and it's lasted a lot longer than all the other ones.
Did you go into it, as far as at least Jackson Keith, did you guys go into it thinking we're going to do this?
No.
This is what we
it kind of gradually evolved into something that one day we looked around and we said, hey, that sounds good. And then,
when we started the Vision, I was like 18 or maybe 19, and Keith was like 16, and... So we were just really young and just kind of messing around, and we didn't really know what we were doing, but I guess over time it just kind of evolved into something that we started taking pretty seriously.
Doing research, I checked out GarageBand.com, for example. There are a ton of people reviewing your work on there, just regular people.
Yeah.
But do you guys find the internet to be a good place for you to market yourselves and just put things out there?
MySpace. Yeah, it's really
MySpace
becoming a problem for us as humans to be relying so heavily on the internet, but at the same time we like to do the whole handmade flyers, go in and put them up locally to promote. But yeah, the internet
definitely
is just one of the major aspect, really.
It's allowed us to like reach a lot of people that would never really be able to see us play, at least up until now especially.
And one day it's going to be taken away from us like that. So enjoy this podcast while it lasts.
Who wrote Always Tomorrow?
Jeremy.
I did.
Jeremy did. Jeremy, do you tend to be the songwriter of the group?
Jackson and I split that, basically. And like Keith and I write together sometimes. And
that was the one you did pretty much on your own as far as lyrics go, or did you write the
music
as well?
No, just I did that one everything. Yeah. But it just all depends, you know.
So when you go to write a song, does it just come to you? Are you sitting in your car going, oh man, I wish I had paper?
Jeremy writes like 20 songs a day.
Yeah.
I write a lot of songs.
So I don't know, it's all like I've written songs in the bathroom. It just all depends.
Different songs while being drunk.
Different acoustics in the bathroom, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know. But
it's that whole mental flow.
Yeah.
The toilet's just spinning.
How it goes, I don't know.
When you guys write songs together,
that's a whole different story.
Yeah,
it's a.
We've only written 2 songs together. Like, really?
Me and you?
No, all of us combined.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very rare occurrence.
Yeah, the only songs we've ever written together were The Beaver King and Feel Alive. Because you two wrote that together.
Well, me and him, yeah.
Right. Yes, man.
Those are just like freak occurrences. Yeah, just happened. Jeremy and I got really like silly.
He writes one or I write one.
We basically split songwriting duties right in half. Yeah. And like, we'll see when we play. Whoever writes a song sings and plays guitar. And whoever doesn't plays bass.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And when we bring songs to the table, like, we don't ever jam. When we bring a song to the table, it's basically done. Completely finished. And everyone just kind of writes their own parts around, you know, what's already there.
Yeah.
Does it ever start for you then with music, or is it always?
Yeah, it's always music.
For you, yeah, I guess so. Like, I don't know. Yeah, usually it's just the music first, and then I'll put a melody to that. Just tell it in the words.
As far as the influence of, it seems like the ocean or the sea are kind of influential in some of your songs. Is that Jackson?
Jackson references the ocean in sort of like a cover type song called Barges, which is adaptation of an old, what was it, like a child song or child kind of like poem. But Jeremy references the ocean.
I reference the ocean a lot, yeah.
Something I like cool. the ocean.
Something I like it. It's cool just, yeah, it's nice, you know, it's like.
When I'm riding,
what the fuck is going on out here? You know, I don't know. Let's figure it out.
All those little creatures
in blue. What's going on?
But, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a buddy point out that we reference. Family members, like,
a lot.
On something like 30 times on, like, Feel Alive Alone. Ridiculous number, but...
yeah, we referenced family.
I never thought of that until he pointed that out, but I guess, you know, pretty, like, family-oriented. Yeah, as a band, you know, we're kind of like a family. We all used to live together until we drove each other crazy.
Yeah. And these guys are actually...
Right. Yeah. Brothers.
Family.
Real life family.
They're real love.
And, like, my mom, our mom is a songwriter, and she's played in bands, like, her whole life, and,
Name's Donna Milgan.
Like, and, like, my mom, our mom and dad are basically, like, funding for this
band.
Funding
of the band.
Yeah, it wouldn't really be possible without them. Yeah.
Yeah.
What musical influences do you have? And do they kind of differ across
all of you?
Yeah.
What are you influenced by?
I don't know. Every type of music, pretty much. It's
like the reggaeton.
Yeah, that new reggaeton.
Mariachi music.
That new reggaeton was hot right now in my library. No, just, I think, listen, because I wasn't even, like, into folk before I joined this band. Like, I didn't really, like, care for it. I mean, I must have listened to it, like, several times or, like, but, yeah, like, after started doing this, like, I definitely got into, like, that type of music a little more. So, like, I think just everything. Like, influences
just everything.
Like a little bit of everything.
Yeah, definitely not everything from you. I'm definitely not influenced by Nickelback. Definitely not influenced by them.
Hey, you wrote a whole song.
Definitely am influenced by Creed. Best band ever. And, no, I'm just kidding. I listened to a lot of Weird Al as a kid.
That's true. That's actually true.
In fact, not only that, but... There were, like, about 2 years where I didn't listen to any actual contemporary music other than Weird Al, strictly.
I can testify to that.
Wow. What did that do to you, basically? Did you guys have to share a room? Hopefully not.
Only at a certain time.
Yeah, only up until the point when I was, like, five or something, and then we had our own rooms from then on out. But, yeah, I listened to a lot of Weird Al, too. It's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
I don't know.
He's amazing. I love him.
probably just fucked me up a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't listen to any Weird Al.
We like a lot of Tom Waits.
Yeah,
and
that's something we can all agree on.
Talking heads for sure. Yeah, and we like a lot of new folk stuff like Joanna Newsom and Devendra Banhart and
Akron Family
for sure.
Yeah. Michael Gero or Angels of Light. It's one of my favorite. Modern folk.
I like Neil Young a lot, stuff like that.
A lot of Beatles.
A lot of older stuff, too. Like Blue Velvet, for instance. Yeah. Who's that? Bobby Vinton, right? Yeah, that song's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff from that, like Aaron Malton.
Yeah, definitely Little Richard. Rick James.
And that's just Keith.
Yeah, Keith likes funk and soul music.
Yeah. It's the Monday.
Do you guys cover any? Do you guys ever do any covers during your shows?
In our other projects.
We used
project.
To do some covers. Yeah, we used to do a cover of Brand New Key by Melanie. I think we should do that again. We should do that right now.
In our other project, we cover a lot more songs.
Oh, yeah, we used to cover Careless Whisper by Wham.
Yeah.
And we covered this is embarrassing now, but we covered a death cut for Key. So. And then I want to cover Rock With You by Michael Jackson, but Jonah didn't want it, so I'm going to do that. So.
No more covers, dude.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know who's making the rules.
Do you have any national touring plans, or even...
We would definitely, I think...
We don't really have the money.
Yeah, we would all definitely, like, would want
to do anything
that, but
West.
Yeah, as far as, like, stuff. Funds, like, I don't think it's going to happen anytime.
We're just trying to hit the places that we've... kind of started to work on, like building a following and stuff. So we're basically just going. So far, we've been several times up to Northern California, and then we go to like Nevada and
like three cities in Arizona.
Yeah, we like Flagstaff. We haven't played yet, but I want to play
Prescott.
And
we've played
Tucson. That's yeah, cool we love place. Tucson.
Yeah, Tucson's
Phoenix.
Really good place to play.
But yeah, so basically just southwest of California. We want to go to Texas, and we want to go to Oregon and Washington.
Yes.
We'll probably do that soon. Maybe next summer, this summer.
All right, cool. Well, thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, I'm out here with the Vision of a Dying World outside the Zombie Lounge. Can you guys give me like an R?
Yeah!